The Championship with the72.co.uk. We love the Football League. So I'm with Sal Saba now. Sal is one of our Blackburn contributors and a freelance journalist as well. How are you, Sal?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. This is an interesting game now, isn't it? Because perhaps Blackburn playing Brighton at possibly Brighton's strongest point in the season so far.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Brighton, you know, they've picked up a bit of form recently. But, you know, you look at both teams going into the start of the new season. They both ended last season very well. And Brighton made the playoffs, of course, in the last year of the season. Rovers ended the season unbeaten 12. So if you look at that and take that all into perspective, Brighton will be very disappointed with the way they've started the season because, you know, Sammy Upi's not had a great start to his career as a Brighton manager. There's no other way of putting it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rovers, on the other hand, you know, they're on a good run of form at the minute. They've not lost six, but they have been very inconsistent this year. You know, in recent weeks, yes, you know, they've found form. You know, so it's a game where, you know, Brighton, like you say, are picking up form, Blackburn in form. It's two form sides against each other, I think. It's going to be a good game.
I mean, I watched the game. I watched the Bournemouth-Brighton game. It was live on Sky.
Yes,
and I was actually really impressed with Brighton. I know they lost 3-2. I thought they were a little bit unlucky. Sam Baldock, of course, scoring. I thought that was important that he sort of gets off on a bit of form.
You're absolutely right. You know, Sam Baldock's a very good striker. He's very good at Bristol City. I think he's a very good player. But, you know, you look at Brighton's top scorer, and it's Lewis Dunk. That worries me for them. You know, on the other hand, they don't actually concede a lot of goals. Only Rotherham and Blackpool have actually scored less so than them. So that striker is needed, and you need someone like Baldock to start firing because without goals, you know, you're going to slip down the table.
And talking of goals, of course, Blackburn have got possibly one of the best strike forces in the division in Rudy Gested and Jordan Rhodes. Gested, sort of living under the spotlight of. Well, living in the shadows of Jordan Rhodes for so long, but has come into the spotlight this season,
yes.
Hasn't he, with his performances?
Well, yeah, you know, and it's not just this season, you know. He was an instrumental part of the fact that Blackburn went on 12 games unbeaten last year. He ended last year on fantastic form. And what's great about the big man is that he's continued that into the new season. And I think if you ask a lot of Blackburn fans, you know, they will tell you that he is just as important, if not more, than Jordan Rhodes. Because, you know, Jordan Rhodes was obviously linked with the move away from Blackburn in the transfer window, in the summer transfer window. I'm sure he will be again in January. And Blackburn fans weren't as bothered as they were maybe a year ago, because Rudy Gested is currently the main man at Blackburn.
And so the all-important question is, Sal, where do you see the score going?
Right, well, you know, it's going to be a tough game for both sides, you know. But Brighton have that home advantage, and I think that could be quite important in terms of the way Blackburn are playing. I can't see a side winning this game. I can see a score draw. I'm going to go for 1-1, and both sides will head into the international break in positive form. I can't see either side losing.
1-1. You heard it here first.
Absolutely.
Big bold prediction from Sal.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for joining us, Sal.
Thank you very much, Sam.